probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Hey friends, it's Courtney DeFeo with Pardon the Mess. How are you? I hope I'm finding you well. Maybe you're exhausted. Maybe just tossed your kids violently out of the car. I don't know. Whatever a Monday brings, but I know it can be overwhelming as you drive away to think about all the things that you love and care for your children. And so this series is called Marked by Prayer. It's a journal that Cynthia Yanoff, the previous host of Pardon the Mess, wrote, and I love it so much. And so we're going to go through it all year long. I can't believe it. I've never done anything this many weeks in a row. But on Thursdays, we'll have episodes about parenting and faith and all kinds of categories. But on Mondays, we will just do a quick 5 to 10 minute prayer together on a different topic. It's all about how our kids can be marked by faith versus marked by what the world is telling them. So last week we did wisdom. This week we're doing stature, and it goes on and on into all the things that we want our kids marked by, from truth to compassion to confidence and purity and on all the way through the school year. So I hope that you'll join us. Again, it's just quick 5-10 minutes each Monday, and you can listen back whenever you have time. And if you want to follow along, you can get the journal that you can write more notes on each child or look up the scripture and take some notes on what we pray for today. And that is available at markedbyprayer.org. Again, markedbyprayer.org. Okay, this week, stature. Because I'm immature, like an 8-year-old little boy, I started giggling because I thought, yes, there's some of you that are like, heaven help us. Yes, let's pray for that kid to get tall. So maybe he's like the tiniest kid in class and you're praying like, Lord, please let him just be 6 feet. That would be amazing. Or maybe you have a child, a daughter that's growing really fast through puberty and you're like, okay, Lord, got it. Thank you so much. She is blessed in stature, but can that be enough? Can we just pray for that to stop? And I'm joking about it, but this is really a tricky place for our kids. They care a lot about what they look like. And so as we go through this, I want to just pause and talk about like, what even is stature? Why is it this even in the list? Why is it in the Bible? Okay, you need to know, by the way, if you don't know, that I went to seminary. I sure did, guys. I am a student, former student of Dallas Theological Seminary. I took one whole class and then I dropped out the second class because I got scared and overwhelmed. So as you listen to these amazing theological breakdowns, just remember that is my past. But I have prayed through this. I have looked in scripture. I have tried to do the best I can and stewarding this message for you, but I pray that you will call me on it. If you sense there's something that is not aligned with the Bible, I want to know, because that is the whole goal of this time. So we just kind of look at the topic and then we pray together at the end. So let's jump in. We see stature in Luke 2:52, and it says, even Jesus, it says, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So I'm like, yay, if that's where he's growing, that's where I want to grow. And that's where I want my kids to grow. So what is the Greek meaning? Basically, stature means maturity. It means growing, maturing, developing in age and in size, both physical attributes. So if you think back to last week, we talked about their intellectual and mental growth with wisdom. This week, we're praying about their physical growth. And then next week, we will be praying for their spiritual growth as we look at favor. But I do want to stop and say, it makes me even a little bit like my heart is pounding, because this topic is tricky. If I just said raising kids to take care of their bodies or raising kids who love their bodies, like all of us would have this angst bubble up in our hearts because it is tricky. They are living in a world that really glorifies the way they look, the way they act, the way they achieve, the way they win the game, how tall they are, what their muscles look like. And I'm not saying that's not important. I'm just thinking our world over prioritizes that. So I want you just to stop and recognize that I get this topic is a tricky one, and we're going to pray through that. And it's also a holy one. So if we look at 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, again, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." It's important to say that bodies matter because ultimately, if we believe in Jesus and we have professed our faith, Jesus and the Holy Spirit himself is living inside of us. And so we are a temple for God. I don't think I often think about that as I'm chugging, you know, a double cheeseburger or laying on the couch for the 8th hour. I'm not like, wow, Lord, how's this temple working for you? So I do think it's important. I don't think it's one or the other. It's both and. So it is important, but it is not the ball game. So if you look at 1 Samuel 16:7, it says, "People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And I had my girls memorize that very early on, because girls in particular, boys too, but girls get the message from the world that that is what matters. That is what makes them valuable or worthy, whether they are skinny, whether they are tall, whether their hair looks right, or their eyes are just the right color. But I wanted them to know from a very early age that people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And I was laughing thinking about the Disney. If you've been to Disney World or you've been to Six Flags or any park, you know there's a place where they walk up and they see if they're tall enough to get to go on the ride. And that's not the case in the Bible. There is no measuring stick where I can find anywhere in Scripture where God is saying, if you hit this height mark or you hit this weight mark or you hit this hair color mark, then you may go forward and live for me. And that's just not in there. So I think I'm joking about it, but really all of us and our kids need to step back and say, like, can I be used by God to love others, to glorify him? Absolutely. Is our body important? Yes. But is it the main thing? No. So it's both. Jesus grew himself. He grew, but his heart was always the priority. So I want us to pray today that their bodies would be strong, and we want to pray for their safety and their height. Sure. But as long as we let God inform and speak to the why and even the outcome. We know this matters to God because of Scripture. He used every size and shape and ability to further his kingdom. He was not just looking for one perfect type. And we know that, but I want that to sit in our hearts today. So let's pray. And I wrote this down because I really want to get it right. It's really tricky to talk through body. And I wrote this and I pray that it will bless you and your kids as you think about this today. So let's pray. Lord, I pray wherever you find us today, at our desk and in our kitchen or in the laundry room or driving kids home from school, Lord, I pray that we will just pause and pray for this physical growth, this area that is really tricky. I pray for hearts that feel a little worked up and anxious right now because maybe it's a struggle in their lives. I pray that you will step in and just encourage them in a way that feels like this message and this podcast was exactly for their hearts today. We know that you work that way. I pray for Larson. I pray for Ella. I pray for all of these children represented today. I pray that we will all remember that we are a temple for you. Help that truth dictate how we care for our bodies and influence our children to do the same. I pray that our kids will grow physically this year in age and in size so that they may live out the plans that you have for their lives. I pray that our kids glorify you with their bodies. I pray that our hearts and their hearts will not get distracted or down or frustrated with whatever growth timing looks like. Lord, we know it's different for each of us, each of our children, each of our own, our spouses. The timing looks different and the way that that growth happens looks different as well. So I pray that our hearts will just be settled on what you want to say and not what the world wants to say about that. I pray that our kids will glorify you with their physical bodies in relationships, in sports, in eating, and in exercise. Lord, I pray that you'll give our kids a godly view of the bodies that you've given them over a worldly one. I pray for us as parents as we navigate these growing children and the very tough moments that come with this, for the injuries, the setbacks, the comparison, the insecurities. Lord, we truly need your wisdom to speak in these moments. We need you to step in and comfort our kids when we can't. We need you to step in and give us wisdom when we're out of words. Do this in a way that only you can do through your Holy Spirit. I pray that our home and our priorities would reflect this heart of God, one that sees the heart way more than the outward appearance. Lord, I pray that you'll cultivate this heart posture in Larson and in Ella, a heart that's marked by faith. Please guide each of my children and these children represented today that they will make decisions with their body that honors you. Lord, I pray that in these few minutes, I know that you likely stirred up some tears or some angst in some parents because body is such a hard place for our kids. Lord, we simply need you and we invite you into that space. Lord, help us make our physical growth in our kids a maturing place of health, not a defeating place of obsession. I pray that again, Lord, let it be a maturing place of health, not a defeating place of obsession. Lord, we ask for your wisdom, your comfort, and your peace in this area of surgery. Amen.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.